You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Donald Trump's speech before the Detroit Economic Club was billed as his chance to spell out his economic vision for America. Well, let's get a review and see whether Trump was looking back or to the future. With us, Michigan State University economist Charles Ballard. Well, Charlie, he talked about the coal industry. He talked about Detroit's crumbling factories, neighborhoods. What did you hear in Donald Trump's speech?
Well, I heard a lot of stuff that seemed to point toward the America of generations ago. In particular, there was nothing about renewable energy. He was talking about coal, so we would go back to an industry that we've been relying on less and less and that produces the dirtiest energy. There was nothing about the internet, nothing about entrepreneurship or innovation, and that was a little bit surprising to me. I thought that there was a missed opportunity for Mr. Trump to look forward a little bit more. A lot of what he said was sort of standard Republican stuff, tax cuts focused largely on high income and high wealth people, reduced regulations. But I was disappointed that there wasn't more about how could we spur productivity.
And so often you and I have talked on this program about innovation and entrepreneurism, the startups that are happening in Michigan, as really looking ahead as the way of the future.
Yes, and I think it may be that part of what's going on is that the centerpiece of Mr. Trump's message is that things are really, really bad. Like, for instance, he didn't mention the fact that in the last 2 months, the American economy has added well over 500,000 jobs. He feels obligated, I guess, to paint a negative picture. And that meant that he didn't focus it on a lot of things that I think would actually help the economy to be better. In particular, I noticed that he said that Detroit was the living, breathing result of Hillary Clinton's failed policies or something to that effect. I thought what he was going to do with that was say, and look what an opportunity we have to make it better. And look at all the startups that are happening in Detroit. And look at the New Center neighborhood and some of the things that are going on along the riverfront and in other neighborhoods. But we didn't get that. There were some things that I liked, some things that I didn't like. And then there were also a lot of things that I thought were missing.
If you had the chance to offer some economic advice to Donald J. Trump, what would that be?
Well, I think he and I come from fairly different places. I'm not a big fan of tax cuts at this time, partly because we're starting from a place where the federal budget deficit is already north of $500 billion a year. It's come way down from what it was back in 2010 and at the height of the Great Recession. But I do think that deficits are a problem. His original plan from last September is estimated to kick the deficit up by $10 trillion over the next 10 years. He's scaled that back a little bit. We didn't have enough specifics yesterday. I think the guess is that his new plan will come in with increasing deficits by maybe $3 trillion or $4 trillion over the next 10 years. That's still very substantial at a time when I think we are legitimately concerned about the growth in the national debt. And so I'd actually think we should go in the opposite direction and try to continue to raise enough revenue to pay our bills.
Michigan State University economist Charles Ballard. As always, it's great to get your economic insights, Charlie. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.